This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore,
featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Damon Falk, a widely published poet who has lived throughout the West. Falk's books, a novella and two volumes of poetry, were published by the grassroots publishing house Shechem Press.
Falk examines the unique connection between our sacred places and our process of finding them. He writes,
"The trouble with giving away a place name is that then we can guarantee someone else will go there. No matter how remote the dirt road that winds its way to the overlook where the sunsets are eloquently perfect, someone else will seek and find the same road. When we expedite this process of finding, we, or someone, will begin to advertise our places through a precise network of signs and signals. For the ancient Greeks, a place was sacred because people came to it with shared memories and stories. The sacred had to be invoked through a variety of rituals. When I first came west, there were fewer signs telling me where I was or where I was going. There were fewer places marked on maps and more places protected by local privilege. If the fellow in the cowboy hat who drank his coffee at the morning cafe didn't want to inform me exactly where a certain creek was, then that was his business. But if I were patient enough, then I could find the same creek, and likely a good deal more, when I went looking for it. That, too, is a kind of ritual, a kind of effort, and an invocation that requires more than a place name. That more, I think, is humility. Certainly, we could practice worse."
Falk layers his reflection with his own poem titled Tracking.
Falk suggests that in the space between our sacred place and our search is the ritual itself, and our searching should be deliberate enough to intensify the journey. He writes,
"In a way, we measured our seasons by grass growing along the creek where we swam in the summer months. The same season and place where we went with early loves to learn more of water. The desert kept us ready to swim, but still left us wary of snakes sleeping among stones. How easy it was to be in love with those we could not keep. Then, by October, they were gone, the grass leaning toward winter, leaning over the stream. That's when you went fishing and caught the one brook trout on a true blood nymph. The creek blue as sky then, the fingers of reeds spreading against autumn, and you cupping the orange gut of just the one fish. You wonder now if these were the days when you learned to smell the wind, kneeling among the ruins as you did and over low fires when you cooked that first breakfast of each new season, bacon and two eggs. Stream water to wash them down. You sat and studied the trail following the stream, how the grass bent and matted around water. The same trail going as far as the foothills and the country where winter was long in coming, and the world you'll remember simmered through a glass."
A poem by Damon Falk.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer, financial support from Humanities Montana, the Western Heritage Center, and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.